All right, guys. Good evening. Good seeing you all. Let's call the meeting to order at 17:35. And with that, as always, we start with a moment of silence. Thank you. All right, guys, I did send out the agenda. The agenda items may not be considered in sequence. Agenda is a subject to change. Change may include the addition or deletion of items, including executive sessions. Please note we will have an executive session this evening. And I'm not sure, did I put it in there? No. So we probably fall under the Commandant's report, but we will have an addition of an executive session this evening on a couple of personnel matters. Item two, if you will, guys, let's go right to the Secretary's report and approval of minutes. Those were sent out. I think everybody, I apologize, I did not bring additional copies, but I think y'all did get it. It's actually a long meeting. I put a lot of stuff in there. Do I have any additions or corrections to the minutes as presented? Great. Seeing none, motion to approve the minutes as presented. Motion. I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? Noes? Pass. Thank you. All right. Next, public comment. Public comment. There is no public comment this evening. Public comment period is now closed. All right, guys. Moving on. Next on the agenda is our treasurer's report. And Jim, to you. This is the, as you know, the WSFS paperwork.
I didn't print it the way I should have done. The back page is the spreadsheet that summarizes the activity of the bank accounts at the start point and end point. Beginning of December, we had a total of $231,223.6 in the checking and savings accounts, primarily in the 2.5.1.6 in the savings account, and $6,093.74 in the checking account. During the month, the only incoming activity was $8,054 in the savings account. The outgoing activity is the payment of the USDA loans on the 2nd of December for $24,948. So at the end of December, we had $206,280.90. During the month of December, I did receive a check from a board member that did not get deposited until today. So that, as well as another board member, sometime in the month of January, that got deposited today. So I'll reflect on that
next month's
statement.
Cool.
You have also copies of the bank statement and the extra and the checking account and savings account, just to back up those pieces of information. And yes, on the beginning part of January, the USDA did come in and take out the next payment for the loans.
All right, got a question. So when I'm looking at the daily activity, and there's a $2,268 and then the $22,068.
That's the 2 month payments.
Got it. So the total is going to be the 24,948. Got it.
Two separate loans, so I kind of have to take each time.
Yep. All right, good. Glad to see that's finally working as designed. Very well.
I'm probably going to step on Pat's thunder for a second, but if you want to deal with this USDA thing when he comes back in.
So. Yeah, we'll deal with that when Pat gets back in.
There needs to be some checks stroked out of the checking account. One is to reimburse Leslie for the holiday piece.
Yep.
And I have not done that yet, so if I can get that. Two is need to write a check for $300 to Dana for Excellence Academy Consulting for...
That was you, Hans, and Verity for your guys' training with the Dana guy?
Yes.
So, as you guys remember, we've all had that training, and how was it? I was there for a little bit that morning. How was the rest of it?
It's good. It's a nice refresher of, corporate governance kind of stuff, and I'm
and he was very knowledgeable. We had a few questions about things, and he knew everything.
Good.
Yeah.
Verity and Hans attended. Len couldn't do it. He said, we'll just get Len plugged in whenever I do the course next, but it won't cost us any money. All right. Anything else?
Not from that.
You sure?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll get to that. All right, guys. That's the treasurer's report. Any questions on that? Cool. Seeing none. Let's go right to the finance report. And do you want to go first? Well, or are you ready to go, Pat, on the finance report?
Can I see the CBOC?
Yes.
All right. I actually put together the minutes from CBOC. Nothing was good as good. A few of the minutes as we discussed the project activity piece. We shared information relative to the PSO, how much was in the PSO account, and what was going through, and how that approved, any requests are going through, and how that's being approved, and Pat oversees all that.
Okay.
At the end of the day, and I'm sure Pat will allude to it here, is projecting carryover for the 2019-2020 year to be about $970,000 without federal funds. The Marine Fund funding balance was not tracking to plan because the Marine funding is based on the U.S. government fiscal year, which is 10-1 to 9-30 versus 7-1 to 6-30. And I think there was a question asked relative to CBOC. Has CBOC people been through training? I think he was referring to, I think that was Mr. Riggs that asked that question.
The only one that has it is Curtis.
So I think he was referring to the finance training versus those.
Right.
So.
And I think the only one that has it is Curtis Larimore. So he's what. Richard is suggesting that we
make sure that that's
all right.
I'll have to talk to him.
All right. So that's Curtis needs to do the finance training. Great.
Yep. And then I guess there was a PSO meeting on this third to talk about the turnover of members.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that when we get into organizational, because Leslie's got, she wants to bring some things up on the PSO.
You're asking for a recap for CBOC, so I was doing that.
Wonderful. Also, I got the Richard Riggs report, and he tamed this. It was all CBOC stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we did publish the agenda, and the minutes are the only thing that...
The January agenda. I did not get a January agenda.
You didn't?
No.
All right. That's me. I will send you the January agenda of CBOC, right?
Yes.
Well, you know what? You want a hard copy?
Sure. Scan it myself.
I had them all made up and never got to.
Okay.
Never got there. All right, cool. All right, anything else on CBOC that you want to hit?
No, I'm sure. No.
All right, cool. Very well. Pat, let's go into finance.
Okay. I will go over the narrative first. You should have a copy of the web report.
Narrative, web report, and...
Start there.
Okay. Cool.
So, as you know, we were going to go ahead and look at the budget, but I met with Dorsell Spence. She advised we wait till February because we still had money coming in. Of course, state appropriations are based. They were 50% through the year, by the way. State appropriations are based on 452 cadets. Based on our unit count. The current figure is incorrect. It is 4478, 4,478. 115. And that just shows you that things keep changing. So we have $78,000 more than anticipated. And that has since changed some more in a positive way. We have another $22,000 that is coming, is attached to that. So that's why when I talked to Dorsell, she said, you got to wait with your budget until February. So because you still have monies coming in, and want to make sure it's all there. Of course, other state funds includes our carryover from last year. And I did bring that up in because the question came, where is the money from the PSO? It doesn't show up in our account. It is in our carryover from last year. It's lump sum on our budget.
Okay.
The actual number, and if I can just go off script here for a second, the actual number in that account is, I'm going to go over this at their next meeting too, is they have, 50, and this is in the state account, $15,053.79. Now, the remaining funds are located in a WSFIS account with two signatures, which I am one of the signatures. So that money is just sitting in there.
All right, so as I understand it, we've got two separate piles.
Correct.
And when they did the golf tournament that Shoreline supported us, that went into the WSFS account? Okay. And the remaining 15K has been there, and it's been the 15K that's been there for at least a year and some.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I'm trying.
So, and I'm also going to talk at the meeting, if we're going to have that WSFIS account, of course, I'm the second signature on it. But the thing about it is that we're going to have monthly finance reports so I can bring them to the board.
Okay.
Account. So I'll have that all done. We have our tech block opportunity funding and all that stuff. We've gone over this before. That total is $123,425. Our minor cap, the $70,196, of course, is $2,026 more than projected. By the way, that money, will you ask, what do we use minor cap for? That we put towards our interest this year to pay for USDA. Local funds from districts are estimated at
99.6.
Yeah.
Who?
Yes. Okay. 1,192,000. Sorry, folks. I got a sidetrack there. And as you know, is we talk about our school districts. We have received all of our money from our school districts.
Okay.
That is done. Other local funds that we still have coming in. But as you can see, if you look down, we have a total of 99.6% of all our state and local funds so far.
Have we lost any students, and have we sent money back to sending districts?
We have not yet.
Okay. All
right. Included in our revenue, of course, is the carryover, which is 646,045. And in that number is the replacement tech money. Now, just to give you an idea, how much is that replacement tech money? Because this is an important number. And I gave these figures at the, it's $93,000.
Wow. So this is money that's used for?
So it's deposits for the Chromebooks, yep. Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
It is. Of course, transportation, we've talked about $50,000 this year. Maybe. Of course, expenditures, these are getting ready to start being sent over to federal because we have one salary and two partial salaries, instructional supplies, tutoring, 25% of activity transportation. Was paid through state funds, that will now go to our consolidated grant. Of course, the interest payment of USDA of 190 was made, all those payments in 224. So the good thing, if you think about it, we had to pay out that big lump sums that we were worried about at the beginning
of
the year.
But we're still only 49% of expenditures, and we're right in the middle of the half the year.
Correct. So surprisingly, you know, we've been very lean, but things are looking good.
That's good.
Okay, federal grant, this year's consolidated is estimated at 226,682, with the remaining of 36,469. I will tell you this, Dorsal and I were going over with Melanie. We are going to start reallocating some numbers and things that were paid in state funds, and we're going to now attach them to federal. So that number will change by the next meeting.
What do you mean by that?
Well, say we paid them out in December, January, and we use state funds. Now we go back in, and I forget the term. I'm not that knowledgeable yet. We go back
re-appropriate?
In.
Reappropriate?
No, it's like reappropriate. We'll go in and
what are we doing? Reassigning?
Reallocating? To a federal number, and then
somebody make up a word.
I just did.
He did.
And so that money will come back. So
all right.
I'm going to work on that in the next couple of weeks. So based on our updated budget right now and use of federal funds, of course, it will change. It's at 971,612. So that's where we're at. It's going to improve greatly.
That's pretty good. That's
especially with
position.
Big payments with the principal and interest, because we thought that was going to sink us.
Yes, we did. Now, where are we on two of my favorite issues? Summer encumbrances, 60-day cash.
60 days cash, we're over. And did you happen to have that budget I sent you? It's on there at the bottom. Yes. 60 days cash is 974,471.
All right.
So we're going to make it. We might make it, yes. All right.
But we make summer.
Obviously. Oh, we'll make summer easy.
Easy. All right. Well, you know where my philosophy is on 60 days cash.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Okay. So let's talk about the covenant. Or does anybody have any questions on that?
I'm sorry. Do we have any questions on first narrative? Do you want to do the covenant next, or do you want to do the web report? Does the covenant impact the web report?
It does not.
Okay.
It's all money. It's just what we're talking about.
Right.
The only one question I haven't asked this during the CDOC is the salary, two partial salaries are going to be covered by the LEA.
Correct.
Do you have an idea how much that might be? Ballpark, 20,000, 40,000, 30,000?
I would say it's lower than 20, it's about 20,000 or lower.
Okay.
Right, it's 20%.
And who are we covering?
The two special ed teachers we brought up.
Okay.
For response to intervention.
Yes.
Which is federally required.
What was that?
It's called response to intervention. So it's intervening with it's.
Should I know what that means? Okay.
No.
That's the word for it.
In our grant.
Okay. All right. Very well. We got that covered. Good. All right, let's do web report. And as you guys know, the web report is basically a synopsis and snapshot of our financial position. Again, we are not, we haven't booked our, I call it booking our budget, so to speak. We'll do that in February, but this is what gets posted. I don't think, let me ask, should the number, when I'm looking at state funds, line one, operations, $4,400,000. Should this reflect the 4,478 that you talked about?
It does. Look at receipts to date.
I'm sorry, there it is.
So you can see, you just look at the percentages there, you can see we're above in all numbers.
All right. And the 95.9. All right. 6, good. All right, guys, anything jumping out? I like it. Do I have a motion to accept the web report?
Motion.
Hans, thank you. Do I have a second?
Sorry.
I got a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Good.
work report done.
Okay, the covenant. As you know, we have been getting hit on our audit. And one of the things that we get hit year after year is our loan covenant. And I finally asked Tim, I said, okay, Tim Sawyer, what does this mean? Because I don't know. And the document I gave you, the highlighted one, this is his email to me, kind of describes what we have to do. So, and I talked to Jim, Jim was on the emails. And so the thing is that every month, we have to transfer this amount.
What amount? The $2,500?
And then the $226.80.
That's correct.
And we have to put in a separate account. And I said, well, can I put in a different account within the state funds? And he said, no. It needs to be totally removed from your state account, so it has to go into, like, your account, or we have to divide it up.
And I didn't pay too close attention to the first sentence that he had there, because if they require us to set up separate accounts, it needs to go into two more accounts. And I will reach out to my WSFS guy to do that, because I was thinking maybe we could stick it into the savings account. But if they need to have if they need to have it as a separate account, then they need to set up two separate accounts, and then we need to have to fund it for whenever we're supposed to start doing the reserve up until February 1st, and then moving it to a monthly basis after that. But we need this all along.
Yeah, I know. But so now we're going to have four separate WSFS accounts. We're going to have, three. We're going to have the board account. Actually, four.
You have a board checking account. You have
board savings account,
which we're using primarily specifically for the repayment of
correct
the loans. Then an account for escrow, for a reserve account for loan one and a reserve account for loan two.
But
and we'll sit there and, in theory, collect interest as it's from a savings standpoint going up there. So, and when it hits the $27,000, which is probably 20 years,
15 years,
then you don't have to do it anymore.
All right. Am I the only one that thinks this is?
Yes, sir. Excuse me.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to set up two more accounts. And we're going to take money from the school's operating account
correct
and stick it into a reserve account for the big loan and a reserve account for the little loan. Yes. And the money coming out of the school's operating account is going to be $2,532 a month.
Plus for one and $226 for the other.
$226.
Yeah. Okay, so combined total $2,759.40 on a monthly basis to fund those accounts. And it'll be for a period of 10 years, and after that it sits there unless it has to be dipped into it, which it shouldn't be.
But we have already set aside all the money to pay that loan.
Immaterial.
Okay. So,
and we only have to do this till we hit 303,000?
Correct. That's 10 years. That's 10 years. That's 1/3 of the life of the loan.
All right.
And then you can't seed it with, you know, seed SEED it with any of the other contingency surplus.
I asked.
Okay.
I asked him, because if we stick this in our contingency, within our account, and, you know, he said, it needs to combine your state account. I said, really? He said, yes.
Well, what doesn't this create friction with DOE? Because I keep hearing they don't like off-balance sheet accounts. They hate additional accounts that are set off from First State Financial.
I can call and ask figure this out, but if USDA, we have their loan, and they're requiring this, I mean, then how does our audit, we have a few negative things on our audits, and that's one.
This gets rid of that piece up here, we
okay.
have to battle.
All right,
and you can always It's still a contingency fund.
And quite honestly, it does not affect the school's bottom line because cash is cash. It's just a question of where the cash is sitting. Because I think
that begs the question, Jim, that if we've got these I guess we're sort of arguing over a small amount of money, and it really isn't a big deal because we're only putting X number 262 and 2,500 in those two accounts each month. And we're talking, I got it. I'm not necessarily thinking it's necessary or needed, but, and you are right, we do get banged on our documents on this. Okay. All right.
Now, I don't remember the audit because I don't have it in front of me, but will this, just setting this up, take care of that board?
Their issue is we have not set up a reserve account to deal with the USDA.
And our contingency is we can't use that because that's what we were doing. We were saying, look, we got this money in our contingency. He said, you can't.
You guys think it's a good idea, right?
I pondered about it sticking into the board savings account, but I think just make, since Tim has already pointed out here, to make it transparent for them to see more separate accounts and keep it for their. And then the piece I need to figure out is in,
are we going to incur any costs from WISFIS on this?
I'll work my guy. The only issue might be is if we do a monthly transfer, if they're going to ding us for any wire fees. Well,
that's the thing. Remember the debacle we had with the money? Now we got to figure out. We got to figure out how it works.
Are we going to do it automatic, or do we just write a check?
Well, I think the state writes checks. I don't think the state wires money.
That's correct. They don't. So the state is going to have to, you're going to have to issue a receipt to have issued a check from the state every month for these two amounts.
Correct.
Like everything else.
To be deposited.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay, I got it. Discussion? Any more?
I do have it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Any more discussion on this particular issue? All right. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right, Pat, anything else you want to talk about on that?
So just to confirm, I am signing up two additional accounts.
Correct. Correct.
The other piece that we're going to have to do is, I think it needs to be funded through February 1. I think we have probably 2+ years that need to get funded to it right now, if I'm not mistaken, because we were supposed to be doing it all along.
So we got to go back?
I think the answer to that question is yes. You have the money in the account, it's just moving it there.
All right.
But that's a larger impact.
But
you know what's going to happen to the bottom line.
Right.
So you're talking 12, 24, you're talking 30 months.
Correct. Yeah, it's $33,000 for a 12-month period.
So that's $75,000 or $76,000 in the
time. I'll reach out to Tim to figure out if we have to do it right away or can we gradually do it to get it to where it needs to be.
Yeah, because that's a larger impact, $75K as opposed to...
We settle up and we start doing it, and we do a couple months at a time and we move on, so closing it.
All right. Yeah, you are correct. We need a motion. So I think the motion... Jim, you want to make a motion?
Make a motion to set up two additional board savings accounts to handle the USDA reserve requirements for... The loan covenant.
All right. Everybody understand?
Yes.
All right. Do I have any discussion on the motion? Do I have a second on the motion? Pardon me.
Okay.
I got a second. All right. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none. All right. Good. All right, Matt, thank you. Okay, cool. Moving along, we talked about draft budget, CBOC, financial framework, audit response. That's what that was. We just talked about. All right, cool. Coming up, back to you.
Okay. Commandant's report. Of course, as you know, we're in open enrollment. We're having meetings with, today was our fourth day of meetings with families.
Now, choice is closed, though. It closed back in January.
Well, it's closed. We have ours is open.
Right. Well, that's why I'm asking, because we did not hit all seats filled with acceptances, right?
We had enough to close it.
I thought the threshold was that to go to lottery, you had to have all the seats that you were advertising all had to be filled with acceptances back as first choice before you had to initiate a lottery. We did not hit that, so therefore we're not hit requiring a lottery.
No, we invited everybody that was in the list to come in and meet with us.
Got it. But we have not gotten the acceptance piece, which is the trigger to go to lottery. Got it. Okay.
It's a trigger to say, once you do the acceptance, then you fill those seats, then you can open to the people that apply after that cutoff
date. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay. All right, cool. And I see that we have our next open house on 22 Feb.
Correct. So what we did is we backed it up. Give us some time. We put the mailers out. Currently, we have 153 total that have applied. This is actually, we're about on pace with last year. Good. It's actually a little bit lower.
Oh.
But the only reason is because the mailer went out earlier last year. And the mailer went out late, mid-December last year.
Okay.
So usually you can see in enrollment, we do a mailer and it actually goes up. That 16, I apologize, I counted when I was over here today after it's 17 have signed their first year agreement. We had three or four more, so we're sitting at about 20 right now.
Wonderful.
four days.
Cool. How's the, for the students that, are you participating in some of those?
I was over there today. But
all right. How of the meetings that you're having, style student, potential cadet, much like we've seen for this current freshman class?
Pretty much the same.
Okay.
No difference.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Okay. So that's where we're at with enrollment. Again, we also have two open houses in March. So we put three dates on the mailer.
All right. What are the dates in March?
I'm going to get this for you.
All right. And for any board members that are interested, I know you've been, Chris, yes, Les, obviously.
14-28.
I'm going to go on the 22nd.
All right, if you can.
14-28.
14 March?
Yeah. We had to look at the drill schedule and yep. Get all kind of stuff because we get the drill meet also going up.
All right, so 14 March, 28 March?
Yes.
So I got that? Okay. Yeah, 09. No, 09.
I'm still waiting here.
On those 2 days.
Start time.
Yeah. I'm sorry, all right, Pat.
Okay. So next is to our appointments and resignations.
All right, do you want to go to executive session?
Or you want me to go through all this?
Yeah, let's go through. Oh, where's the Colonel? Is he with us tonight?
His son graduated tonight, so he's down here in D.C. So he said he's not going to come back till 7 because he said he's on the west side of D.C. So he said I'm going to be able to leave 7:30 tonight.
No, never mind. So we have a freshly minted second lieutenant in the Marines. Is that who we're talking about? That one?
No, the other one.
Oh, the other one.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, very good. All right, let's do this, all this. Then we're going to go back to executive session because we got to talk about personnel and we got to talk about that issue that I had indicated in the email. All right.
Okay.
To you, Pat.
So looking at our future trips, just to give you an idea of what's been going on, and you can see normal things in our past. Tomorrow they're going to Camp Usher in Quantico. They'll be 5:30 in the morning. Of course, we've got our drill meet coming up this weekend. It's a busy weekend.
Yep.
And, of course, our kids have done a very nice showing led by Mr. Bates with the Leo Club, and they do the polar bear plunge. So.
Oh, good.
We had Stacy and I, and Colonel went down last year and did it, so. That's my bucket list sometimes.
That means not going to do it this year?
What's that?
Are you not going to go this year? Is it off the bucket list? Come on.
His name's not on.
I'll be there to cheer you on.
Colonel's isn't on there either.
Yeah, kind of like,
It is damn cold.
Of course, as you know, with...
on Saturday, so I don't need to do it again.
Good.
And we look at it, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. No school. We have President's Day. We observe it on the 3rd of February. Right. And then, of course, we have our meeting. 3:30, correct?
CBLC?
No.
What meeting? What am I looking at?
The February 3rd. The meeting we're having.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
It took me a moment to track what the heck we were talking about.
And so, and just the idea was one of the PSO. That PSO was something I started first year. It was actually PTO. We changed it to PSO. And we've been kind of flailing around and figuring out a system of how we want to do this and give money to. But the people in there now have done a really nice job of raising funds for the school.
Yeah.
The problem is everybody that did all this work is slowly leaving. And we don't, and no new blood is really coming on for a while. So we're going to be needing to discuss what our options are going forward.
I apologize. What time are we meeting?
3:30.
What time?
3:30.
3:30, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have our drill meet here on the 8th of February. Everybody wants to come by. We actually rent PCA's facility and ours, and we have the bus. Reminds me, ordered the bus.
Yeah, don't forget the bus. How many teams are coming? Last I heard was like 10 or 11.
I think it's a very good show. People keep popping up.
So I talked to you.
Yep.
Yeah,
Like from like New York and like a lot of other states, like seems like a good range.
Do we have enough volunteers? And do you know anything about how logistically that's working internally as it relates to the drill meet?
I didn't show up.
Yeah, I mean, right. Jace is organized. Marvin, he said he's good on cadets. Depending on what extra stuff we decide to do, if we do decide to have like a VIP thing, do we need other parents or things like that? But I think cadet wise, they're in good shape.
They're in good shape. Okay. The reason I brought it up and we talked about it was whether there's an opportunity for some fundraising, whether the PSO is going to do food, sell food in.
Well, the PSO
PCA.
Won't do food because PCA, that's their whole deal. Right. So I think they were going to do, I think the seniors are doing a bake sale and a 50-50 for some all fundraising. Right. We talked about having like a t-shirt table because I think we still have a lot of swag between the office and some things. So.
Is PCA... then they're making the money.
Yeah, yes. That's my understanding. Is the food's
all
right, off
so
limits.
We get no cut out of the food.
That's my understanding.
No, they're opening up their cafeteria, and they're taking everything.
Really? All right, because last year that's not the case. We manned it.
They manned it.
That was that. I didn't do that.
I thought it was. I don't know, Pat, because I thought there were drill team parents that were behind the counter that whole lunch period.
I think we might have provided people. But I think they kept
it. It was right. There? Okay. All right. Got it.
Only because they didn't charge us for the facility last year.
Yeah.
This year they are.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So they're charging us for the facility and taking the food money.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I'm just going to ask Denise when they're going to build their new road and get out of the school.
Yes. Yes. That's right. We had to start charging them for the road.
Yes.
Okay.
But
what else?
Yeah.
Under...
But ultimately, I think, Scott, is it something we want to try to invite people to see the camp? Because also, I think in the morning there's a marksmanship event.
Is marksmanship going on the same day here on the campus?
I heard there was one from the
YPFT.
All right, so it's just the PT test in the morning.
Correct. But I think it's a lot of people. It was here last year.
It was?
It's not on the calendar.
Yeah, I don't have it on the calendar either. So
okay.
That's just what I'd heard. Yeah, there were two things.
It's a busy day.
All right. So the question was from Leslie, if we've got such a large gathering, if you will, a lot of folks from outside of our sphere, if you will, and so on and so forth,
to leverage it in some manner.
Yeah, it just, it's what makes the school unique and is an opportunity to bring people in.
Does that mean, would we try to be doing tours? Would we try to do anything like that?
Maybe we do have, maybe you have like a little breakfast or something, like a little, you know, VIP tent or something like that, where you host people and then, you know, and give them a schedule of events and they can do what they want, or if they want to talk to a cadet, just give them the opportunity to kind of see what drill meets are like, and, you know, I don't know if there's nothing.
What about just, do you guys advise the public, the general public? I know the schools know that are attending, but you just put a flyer out? Or?
We have not. At least I'm not aware of, I mean, of that.
I mean, we could put something out in the paper.
Yeah, and then you might not need to attend this year, but maybe next year, if it's some people come and you go, wow, next year we're going to need this guy.
Because there's no entry fee, correct?
No, the public might be invited. Old retirees will come, grandparents.
Right. I just think there might be interest in it. It's pretty.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Do you think we can do an ad quick enough that might get placed?
In an article in the paper?
Yeah, just like Delaware State News kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's easy. They'll probably put it in with education, so...
And this is not this weekend. Glasgow's this weekend. Ours is next.
We can just do, at least do it on social media.
So we need to do it now, before, so it's ready for Monday. Monday, so it hits the Tuesday papers.
All right.
Because that's usually how they do it. So nice. We have the Dover Post, we have Middletown, right. The Transcript, all those people, Smyrna Sun-Times.
Yeah,
we have all those.
Okay. Do you want to, Les, you want to take a shot at drafting up a quick sort of article, press, I don't know if press release is the right word.
No, but maybe it's a little like, info like open invite type of thing.
Invite and send it to Pat.
Okay. And if you put it on the website, I'll copy that link and put it on my Facebook page and stuff like that.
Okay.
I'll
okay.
share it, you know.
Yep. You can
all right.
I mean,
who's going to who will upload on the school's website this?
I can send it to me.
Okay. All right. So when that gets done, look on the school's website.
Yeah, we all will. Yeah, I know Facebook's kind of cosmic for you, Scott.
It is. I don't do it.
It's not. We'll all do it.
Do you? Are you on the Facebook page? Or are you?
No, I'm not on it. But he's
no.
Oh, I know. I know he's not.
Yeah. It's a fad.
It's computers.
Or it'll go away.
He just got rid of his flip phone, you know. So.
Yeah, it's probably got inside of Brian.
Okay. We're done now.
Okay. And just looking down to the eighth, let me know if you have any questions. The one change that we need to, it's actually a change with the school calendar. I want to bring your attention. So I don't know what I was thinking. But having on the original calendar, that like March 4th. And Stacy, we even have the dates for next year.
Yeah, Amber brought this to you for the calendar committee.
So I thought they sent an email out for
they did, so they may renege it. I don't know.
They might change it. Okay. So SAT testing is now March 4th. So that becomes an early release day at 1:15. And then the 25th goes to a normal school day. That's all.
All right. Cool.
Okay.
All right.
25th is a makeup for SATs.
Yes. Right. Our climate survey, which is, you know, it's very important to us because it, you know, goes along with our mission. As you can see, staff is 100%, cadets are 81%, and the home survey is at 25%.
Does that meet our 20%?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Good. When does that close? Or have you closed it?
I don't close it. It's the University of Delaware.
Oh, the University, when? Do you know when they take it offline, when they're done?
Soon? I think it's probably end of March.
End of March? Okay. Does everybody know what we're talking about as it relates to the climate survey? All right. Cool.
So that's pretty much it, unless you have any the appointments and resignations.
Yep. Okay. Any questions on that? We are now going to go to executive session. So do I have a motion to go to executive session to discuss personnel matters? And potential legal issues facing the school.
Motion.
Second.
I got a motion. I got a second. Any discussion on the motion?
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Session seeing none, passed. All right.